Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, and welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show. This is your host and your success coach, Trina Newby. Hello, and happy Monday to all of you who are listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. This is Trina Newby, your success coach, and I'm broadcasting to you live this marvelous Monday, February 22nd, from beautiful Atlanta, Georgia, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. Well, for those of you who are listening today, and I see that we have a lot of people dialing in to listen to the show today, as well as our online listeners, we have a great lineup for you. Of course, we'll always bring you information on upcoming teleclasses at womenaboutbiz.com. And, of course, we have a great question of the week. Hopefully, Nadia from San Francisco, California, is on the line because we'll be featuring your question today. And, of course, our featured book. We are preparing for the Women About Biz Book Club to come back up and live this year. For those of you that may have participated in the book club before, we have an absolutely wonderful time reading books that enhance our lives. Our featured topic for today, of course, is something that all of us need to take a look at. We'll be talking about five ways to create the life you want. Five ways to create the life you want. And, of course, we'll always wrap up the radio show today with inspiration for your week. So let's get started. First, again, for those of you who are just tuning in, you're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show, and I am your host and success coach, Trina Newby. Are you seeking ways to grow or start your business? Are you ready to get empowered with resources that can move you to the next level? Well, make sure you visit womenaboutbiz.com today and sign up for our free basic membership. That's womenaboutbiz, B-I-Z as in zebra.com. Make sure you sign up for our basic membership. It doesn't cost you anything, and you will really enjoy all of the wonderful articles and topics that we have on the site, as well as our wonderful teleclasses. So I want to make sure that if you are a listener to our Successful Woman Radio Show, but you haven't gone to our sponsoring site, womenaboutbiz.com, please make sure you do so. Take advantage of the wonderful features that are on the site. We have a wonderful social network where you can connect with other businesswomen. You can have your own blog, share information about your business, share information about your services, and perhaps educate our female community on various ways they can do things through your business. So this is an opportunity for you, and I hope that you take advantage of it. Again, that's womenaboutbiz, that's B-I-Z as in zebra, .com. We're going to go ahead and do our featured book. And I just want to let all of you know, if you don't have a pencil or a pen and paper today, you may want to look around and grab one. We have a hot topic today, but also we'll be providing a lot of resources today. The show is just full of resources today. So, again, you definitely want to grab pen, pencil, and paper, okay? Our featured book is Letting Go of Your Banana. And I just want to say that this is one of those books. I've read the book 10 times and maybe a little bit more. We first featured this book, Letting Go of Your Bananas, by Dr. Daniel Drubin. His last name is spelled D-R-U-B-I-N. We first featured this book last year on the Women About Biz Book Club. And, of course, for 4 weeks we went over the book section by section, and a lot of the women who participated in the book club said that it totally changed their lives. And so I want to tell you a little bit about the book, and I want to encourage you to add this book. It's a must-have. Add this book to your library. And, of course, we at Women About Biz will be featuring this book again in our book club sometime this year. Again, Letting Go of Your Bananas by Dr. Daniel T. Drubin is all about learning 12 vital keys that can liberate you and your potential. I'm most fascinated, of course, by the central theme of this short but powerful book. And this is how Dr. Drubin derived his title for the book. He took the title, Letting Go of Your Bananas, from a practice in Africa where hunters would trap and catch monkeys by placing a banana in a glass jar. The monkeys would then place their hands in the jar to grab the banana, but of course, they would not be able to take the banana out because, of course, the neck of the jar would be smaller. So rather than leave the banana, they would hold on to it until their hand would swell, making it almost impossible for them to climb trees or escape from danger. And so this is why he entitled the book Letting Go of Your Bananas. He entitled it because of what happened to the monkeys when they wouldn't let go of the banana. So, again, rather than leave the banana, they would hold on to it until their hand would swell, making it impossible for them to climb trees or escape from danger. And this likens the same concept to us as humans. We have rotten bananas in our lives that we won't let go of, and as a result, we feel trapped or stuck. You know, this is a book that, again, I want to recommend everyone to get. You can either go to womenaboutbiz.com and click on bookstore, and we have the book available there for you to get, or you can go to amazon.com. It really doesn't matter. My goal is to make sure that you know that this is a book that you definitely want to have. Again, the title of the book is Letting Go of Your Bananas, and the author is Dr. Daniel T. Drubin, D-R-U-B-I-N. Excellent book, and of course, I definitely want to encourage everyone to get the book. Now, moving on for happenings at Women About Biz. Well, we have a wonderful teleclass coming up for all of you that are listening. It's absolutely free of charge. It's a part of our Lunch and Learn program. On Wednesday, March 3rd at 12 noon, we will be presenting our Lunch and Learn teleseminar, The Power of Follow-Up. Now, guys, I'm going to let you know right now, we always really bubble over with registrants for this particular teleclass. We've been doing this teleclass now for 3 years, and people who have taken it the previous 2 years take it all over again. Of course, we try to update things. But just to give you a quick synopsis of what this teleseminar is all about, it says, pass out a brochure or flyer and the clients will come. Well, we all wish that that was the case, but it's not. You see, simply handing out marketing material and informing your customers about the benefits of services or products is not enough. It really is not. What's the solution? The solution is a follow-up system with goals that end in a sale and money in your account. So what this workshop is going to allow you to do is to develop a follow-up system that gives you results, implement your follow-up system. It's going to show you how to hold yourself accountable, how to measure your follow-up results, and how to apply persistence without being too pushy with other people. So to register for the Power of Follow-Up teleclass coming up on March 3rd, just visit womenaboutbiz.com, click on the word events in the top red menu bar, and register online. You'll receive your confirmation along with the conference phone number and PIN code to gain access. So make sure that you register for this class. And for those of you that have just tuned in, you're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show, and I'm your host and success coach, Trina Newby. We are moving on to our question of the week. Boy, do we have a good question, and I'm so glad. Nadia, I hope that you are on the line because we have chosen your question. I do believe that we left you a message, and hopefully you are listening. The question of the week is, Dear Coach Trina, I'm interested in becoming a motivational speaker. I currently speak at my church and in my community and truly enjoy it. After listening to your show last week, I decided to pursue something that makes me feel good about myself. Where should I start first? Well, for those of you who have always thought about professional speaking, whether it's in ministry or whether it is in the mainstream, you definitely need to have your pen and paper ready, okay? Nadia from San Francisco, thank you again for this great question. It's something that I'm sure a lot of people are interested in. So first, Nadia, I want to again congratulate you on moving past any fears that you might have had and deciding to pursue something that makes you feel good about yourself. And for those of you listening, we should all be doing just that. I want you to know that no matter how old you are, whether you are 18 or whether you are 75, 80, it doesn't matter. We all, as long as we can breathe air, as long as we can move and think, we should always be trying to better ourselves. So here's my answer to the question for Nadia as far as professional speaking. First, you need to know that there is no special degree or formal training that you need to become a motivational speaker. However, it will enhance your speaking career to educate yourself on the ins and outs of professional speaking. So there's a pretty standard strategy, and of course I use this strategy along with many other speakers when we started out, but there's a pretty standard strategy, and the first thing I want to recommend to you is that you pick up a copy of the book Speak and Grow Rich by authors Dottie and Lily Walters. Again, the name of that book is Speak and Grow Rich by authors Dottie and Lily Walters. It's considered the top book to read for anyone wanting to enter the professional speaking industry. And I know that Dottie and her sister Lily have been in the speaking industry and have been representing professional speakers for a very long time. You name the professional speaker that is well known, and they have probably represented them at some point in their career. The second thing is I want you to start your phase of discovery by typing in the keywords in Google, motivational speaker. And you'll see a host of professional speakers and their websites come up. I want you to review several of those speakers' web pages. I want you to take a look at what they are offering. I want you to pay close attention to the products that they are offering, their speaking topics, how they present themselves. Look at their bio and how their bios are formatted, because you'll be able to use all of that information that you are reading. You'll be able to pattern yourself after some of the ones that impress you quite a bit. The third thing you need to do is decide on your target audience, which is very, very important. This is probably one of the first things that I learned when professionally speaking. Will you focus on teens, for example, women, or will you focus on a specific age group or a niche group such as married women or singles? It's important for you to focus and narrow your audience, because this is what's going to help you to be more well-known and more successful. Not to mention that as you develop your speaking, your professional speaking career, and you have those things such as books and your website and blogs and that type of thing, of course you'll need those. You'll be able to niche yourself and be highly optimized on the internet when people search for that particular topic. Number four, once you have determined your target audience, you must now determine that hot topic that you can develop your first speaking topic from. So it's customary, once you determine what that hot topic is going to be, it's customary to prepare a one-hour topic and then from it create a 30-minute and a 15-minute speech that you can use for shorter presentations. Now, to derive at that hot topic, I mean, once you know what it is, you may want to then go back to Google and research perhaps the name of the topic and then put the word magazine behind it to see if there are magazines that are addressing that particular arena or that particular topic, and yet that would better help you to break down and define the topic for yourself. And then number five, once you have your first speaking topic, it's time for practice. You're not ready yet. Get a digital recorder and start recording yourself practicing. And speak from the heart. This is very, very important, because being a motivational speaker is all about speaking from the heart. So you don't want to read from the paper, but you want to use it as an outline. Listen back to yourself from your recording, And if it sounds like you are reading from the paper or have a monotone sound, you know you need to work on your speaking style and your tone. And you might even ask friends, you might even ask other professionals to listen to you. Now, I want to give you some resources that I think will help you right away. And the first one, of course, everybody is familiar with, but it's Toastmasters International. I was a member of Toastmasters for more than 15 years, and I also won an international championship in the Philippines with Toastmasters International, and it was my one of the best experiences I have ever had in teaching me the core basics of the elements of speaking. And so I would recommend to anybody, whether you are planning on professional speaking or whether you're planning on just need or whether you just need to speak in front of clients or present your company, I would recommend to anybody that if you are nervous, a nervous speaker, or if you don't know a whole lot about the elements of speaking, consider joining a local Toastmasters. So Toastmasters website is www.toastmasters, that's TOASTMESTERS.org. That's Toastmasters.org. Another good website that I really like is called Motivational Depot, and it just has a slew of resources for motivational speakers. And that website address is motivational-depot.com. Again, that's motivational-depot.com. And then last but not least, I definitely want to recommend you to someone who is probably one of the most famous motivational speakers, and that is Les Brown. His website is lesbrown.com. That's lesbrown.com. Les has an excellent CD series that you can order entitled Speak Your Way to Unlimited Wealth. I have the set, and I had it when it was in audio cassettes, and I have listened to it, and it is worth its weight in gold. It is truly a nugget. It has helped me tremendously, and every time I go to hear Les Brown and I shake his hand, I always tell him that he's one of the people responsible for my ability to speak so well in front of a crowd because of those CDs. So make sure that you take a look at lesbrown.com. Very, very important. And so, Nadia in San Francisco, there you have it. Your 6 tips to getting started with your speaking career. Pick up a copy of the book, Speak and Grow Rich. You know, go to Google, type in motivational speaker, and, of course, decide on your target audience. Once you have determined that target audience, it's time for you to pick your hot topic. And once you have your first speaking topic, now it's time to practice and tune into it. And then, of course, I've provided you with some resources, Toastmasters International, Motivational Depot, and then Les Brown. So make sure that you also schedule for a Power Talk. Power Talk is a wonderful interactive 30-minute session and limited to one per person at no charge, and that will give you the opportunity for me to customize a few other things for you. For those of you last week who may have tried to sign up for Power Talk, by the way, we did have a glitch in the system, and I didn't learn about it until later. So if you signed up for a 30-minute Power Talk and no one connected with you, it's probably because you were caught up in the technical glitch. If you could just go back to the womenaboutbiz.com website, click on business coaching in the top menu bar, and from there you'll see the invitation to get your free complimentary 30-minute Power Talk. Go ahead and re-register again, and then we'll make sure that our representatives get with you and schedule your 30-minute Power Talk session with me, okay? Well, I am excited about our feature topic of the week, 5 ways to create the life you want. And so, again, I want to set the pace for this. We're going to quickly do station identification for those of you that have just logged in, because I see a lot of people have called in. So I also want to go ahead and make sure that everyone knows how to ask a question, okay? If you are listening via telephone, please just press the number 1, okay, on your keyboard or your dash pad, and you will be able to ask a question. I'll see your hand pop up, and when your hand pops up, I'll be able to unmute you on our show live, and you'll be able to ask a question again. As we talk about our open discussion for today, 5 ways to create the life you want, I really want you guys to be able to participate on this so you can ask a question. Now, I see that we have a caller who already has their hand up. Their phone number ends in 0268, so I'm going to go ahead and unmute the caller. Are you there? Okay, I have a caller at the last 4 of their phone number, 0268. Are you there? Okay, well, we will keep moving forward, and we will go ahead and move forward with our topic, 5 ways to create the life you want, okay? One of the things that we do when we're trying to create the life that we want is we never really ask ourselves the question, what is it that I want? We just kind of basically just move on through life, and hopefully we feel sometimes that we'll just land in the right spot. But there are some questions that we should all seek the answers to and examine frequently. It is when we are honest about what we are feeling and what we want to experience that we can begin to live a more fulfilled life. So one of the things that happened to me is as I experienced the blessing of getting older, one of the biggest lessons I have learned is that the more authentic you are with yourself, the more meaningful and joyful life becomes. So I don't have a problem with saying that I'm 47 years old. And, of course, certainly I have dealt with a lot of fears in my life. We all have. If you're human, you've dealt with fears, okay? And certainly I can remember being a younger woman and caring so much about what people thought of me that it actually created a fear inside of me. And when I would come up with ideas to do various things, that little self-talk bug inside of me would creep right up and say, well, people may think this of you if you do that, or people may think this of you if you do that, or you don't want to tell people about this personal issue. And so I would suppress it and allow myself to get in the way and just hold myself back from the things that I wanted. And it didn't even dawn on me that I was caring too much about what other people thought about me, which was why I was not succeeding in the first place. If you listen at our show last week, we talked about whose success are you measuring. And I had some great supportive emails from that particular show, but I want to pose that question again today because you do have to look at whose success you are measuring, okay? We must all learn to become authentic with ourselves by discovering, you know, who we are and what we like and what we don't like. We must be willing to unveil all of our dreams and goals and love ourselves enough to embrace and accomplish the things that we want to in life. And I think everyone who is listening to the show today, you can probably go back on a time when you were not as successful as you are now, or perhaps you can go back on a time when you were your worst enemy because you held yourself back from doing a lot of things. So what we want to talk about today, and again, as we begin to discuss these 5 ways, I would like for individuals to please feel free to join in on the conversation, ask questions by pressing 1 on your touch tone keypad. That will help me to know who you are. I will see a little hand, and that will allow me to unmute you so that you can ask your question or make your comment, okay? So here are some 5 ways to get started. And, of course, for those of you that have just tuned in, we are discussing 5 ways to create the life you want. And if you have not shared the Successful Woman Radio Show with anyone today, make sure that you text the phone number and say, get on this call right now. They are discussing something that you need to hear about. And the phone number is area code 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. Okay, we're going to talk about 5 ways to get started with creating the life you want. Number 1, you need to ask yourself the question, what is it that I want out of life? Now, that sounds like a simple question, right? Well, it's not a simple question, and don't be surprised if you really don't know. This is something that's very important, asking yourself this particular question, because sometimes we're so caught up in life every day. We're caught up in going to work. We're caught up in waking up. We're caught up in our business. We're caught up in everybody else's business, and we don't ask ourselves the question. We don't stop and say, what is it that I want out of life? What is it that I'm trying to experience? And you know, if you don't ask yourself this question and be able to have a definitive answer, then what it means is that you can still be living on the surface of life, meaning caught up in everyday life, but you really haven't dug deep to know who you are, what you're all about. And I want to let you guys know, you know, there are parts of you that you probably don't know who you are. You probably don't know that person because either you've hidden that person, you have suppressed that individual, and you don't necessarily want to discuss it with that individual that's residing inside of you, so you can suppress those type of things. But what is it that you want out of life? The first thing you need to do in asking yourself that question is to phrase it perhaps in another type of question, which is, what do I want to experience out of life? Okay? And I want to let everybody listening right now know, please don't give yourself the answer that you think everybody else wants to hear or the answer that sounds good. Okay? Even if you just want to go to the store and buy a carton of milk, be honest with yourself. Okay? You don't have to sound eloquent in answering this question, but you really do need to know what is it that you want to experience in life. If anybody, of course, has anything to add to that or have a question for me, Trina Newby, your success coach, you can just raise your hand by pressing 1 on your telephone keypad. I'll see it and unmute you so you can join me live here on the show. For those of you that have just tuned in, you're listening to Successful Woman Radio. Again, the first thing you must do in creating the life you want is ask yourself the question, what is it that I want out of life? And you can rephrase it for yourself by saying, what is it that I want to experience out of life? You see, it's what you want to experience that's most important. And so that's why I said don't try to say something that sounds eloquent, but try to say something for yourself that's real, okay? The second thing is you need to ask yourself, in addition to what is it that you want out of life, you need to ask yourself the question, what is it that I don't want out of life, okay? That's just as important as the first question, okay? You know that there are things that you might be doing that you aren't enjoying in life. There are things that you're doing that aren't bringing you happiness, that aren't bringing you joy. So I have a quick question, a side question for you. Why are you still doing it? Why are you still involving yourself with activities that aren't bringing you joy? Why do you still have your hand on the banana in the glass jar that we talked about earlier? Why is that? Ask yourself that question, what is it that I don't want out of life? Because if you find that you're doing some of those things now, then you need to work your way out of doing those things so that you can become happier, have more joy, and have more abundance in your life. And number 3, you guys will probably hear this one almost in everything that I say because it's that vital. You need to write your vision. Now, we've had a couple of shows where I have recommended that, but where do you see yourself in the next, you know, 3 to 5 years? What will you be doing and experiencing? And most importantly, what's most important to you to accomplish in life? Okay, so now you can understand why that first question, number 1, ask yourself, what is it that I want out of life? Now you know why that's important. You're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show here out broadcasting live out of Atlanta, Georgia. I'm your host and success coach, Trina Newby. We've got a lot of people on the call, and I'm expecting some people to raise their hands by pressing the number 1 on your phone keypad, and that will just let me know that you have a question, and I can unmute you, and you can come live on the show. So let me see some hands go up. I want to have open-air discussion on creating the life you want. If you'd like to share with us something, an accomplishment that you have did recently, then that will be fantastic at all. Now, I see that there's a caller. At the last four digits of their phone number is 0268 that has their hand raised. Hopefully they will be asking their question. So I'm going to go ahead and unmute you. Are you there? Caller with the last four numbers, 0268, are you there? Okay, well, I guess that person doesn't really want to ask a question, and perhaps they just struck the wrong key. If anyone has a question, you actually just hit number one on your keypad, and then I will be able to unmute you, and you will be able to ask a question. I see that I have another caller here. Caller, your last number is 5037. Let us know your name, where you're calling from.
Hi, Ms. Trina. It's Carmen and Alicia from Atlanta.
Hi, Carmen and Alicia. How are you?
You're awesome.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And what question or comment do you have today?
Okay. Well, us as young females, young women, under 25, we want to know how to maintain our social life and maintain business because we always hear the stories of, you know, the women or the woman being so headstrong with her business and then actually being able to sit down 20 years later and enjoy. But we want to do both. How do we balance that?
Okay, well, I would say the first thing that you want to do is ask yourself the question, is have I reached a level of success that I'm happy with financially? Okay? And if you have not reached that level yet, one of the things that you have to do is you do have to dedicate more time than usual to making those things happen. The next thing that I think is going to be important for you guys is organization. Okay? When you are running a business, it's so important that you balance yourself by keeping a good time schedule. A lot of people don't like to hear this. A lot of people feel that, you know, I'm tired of keeping a schedule. I worked a 9-to-5 job, and now I'm in my own business. I want to be free. Well, that couldn't be further from the truth. You really need to schedule those things. You are in total control. So if you say that you want to work 30 hours a week or 20 hours a week and then you want to have some time for your social activity, you have to do it. But if you allow yourself to get caught up in the rat race of everything and refuse to put the pen down, refuse to cut the computer off, then it's your fault. So balance really has everything to do with you making the commitment to have the balance. So I would recommend that at least once a week that you schedule specific time to have your you time. That's where you make a decision that you're going to have a social activity. Because if you condition yourself to do it now, when you're 20 years later, you'll be able to fit right into the realm of things, and you'll be used to making sure that you're balanced. Does that help you?
Yes, it does.
Okay, wonderful. Well, ladies, thank you for calling in to the Successful Woman Radio Show. I really appreciate it. Okay, we're going to go ahead and continue on, and we're talking about five ways to create the life you want. And I want to thank, I think it was Carmen and Alicia, for calling in. And these are two young ladies who asked, how do they balance it all? Because they hear about so many times about women 20 and 30 years later after they have gotten older that aren't able to enjoy the business, the financial rewards that they have created from their business because they never balanced their life early on. And so hopefully, Carmen and Alicia, that answered your question. So I want to go back over again, five ways to get started. We talked about the first three. I want to quickly again say number one was ask yourself, what is it that I want out of life? Okay. Number two, ask yourself, what is it that I don't want out of life, okay? And that question you might think is easier for you to answer, but you really need to dig deep. What is it that I don't want want out of life? And then I threw a side question, like a part B in there to you, which was, Are you already doing things that you don't like? And if you are, why are you doing that? Why are you doing things that you don't like? And that includes your job. I mean, I know we're in a tough economy, but if you're working in a place that really is absolutely making you miserable, I'm not saying to quit your job right away, but I am saying to start making plans to move from that which is making you unhappy. And I hope that everybody is listening to this because, you know, you can go on years. And by the way, being unhappy is a skill that you develop, believe it or not, and it is a habit that you develop. And if you go through life doing things that don't make you happy just because somewhere along the line you adopted the belief that you're supposed to do things that make you unhappy, then guess what? It is going to wreak havoc on your life, and you definitely don't want to be the older woman saying, I wished I would have done this, I wished I could have done that. So you really need to ask yourself these questions. If you don't already, because I'm a big advocate of journaling, just get yourself an inexpensive notebook, you know, a spiral-bound notebook out of the drugstore, and date each entry. And start, you know, jotting down your thoughts about what it is that you want. Put these questions in your journal and just start asking them to yourself. I left off on number 3 where we talked about writing your vision. Where do you see yourself in the next 3 to 5 years? If you need help in writing your vision, Women About Biz has an excellent article in our personal development section. And so I would suggest that you visit womenaboutbiz.com, and on the left-hand menu, you will see our channels. Click on personal development, and we have an excellent article there on vision. Let's go ahead and move to number 4. Identify the skills you will need to be successful. Oh, this is a big one. This is a very big one. Personal development is the cornerstone of success, and if you don't work on the areas that need improvement in your life, you can't create the life you want. So I believe this, I do this, and I have encouraged a lot of other people to do this as well. You need to commit to spending 45 minutes daily on personal development. If you can spend an hour and a half, by all means do it. I mean, there have been times where I have blocked out an entire 4 hours to literally work on myself. Perhaps it was because I felt that I was backsliding into old habits and I needed to really work on myself and get things in order. But I am a strong advocate of personal development. As a matter of fact, let me tell you this secret that you may not know. The key to wealth, financial wealth and mental wealth and spiritual wealth, the key to wealth, period, is not so much as about money or anything on the outside of you, but it's really all about the inside of you. Your belief system, what you think about yourself, you know, moving past fears and developing yourself personally truly is the key to wealth. Okay? It truly is the key to wealth. As a matter of fact, I can give you a quick test to determine whether or not what I am saying is correct. If you look back on something that you did not succeed in, it didn't work out, I want you to ask yourself the question, number one, identify what that is, okay? And then I want you to ask yourself the question, why didn't I succeed in that particular thing? Why didn't that work out? Why did that fail? And 99.9% of the time, what you will discover is that it's something that you didn't do. You didn't necessarily do it on purpose, because nobody wants to be unsuccessful in something on purpose, but it's probably something that you didn't do, okay? And if you ask yourself the question, what could I have done to make this a success or to have made this particular project or thing work out? The answer will clearly come to you, and you will realize that that has all to do with personal development and internally, all about you. So personal development is real. It's very, very important. And I consider it the number one key for my success and many other successful women out there. We have all concluded that if you work on your personal development on a daily basis, you will start seeing not only new beliefs in your life, adopting new positive beliefs that will help you to succeed, but you will also notice a lot of your fears will disappear and you will feel more confident about who you are and how you want to bless others in their lives. So personal development is very, very important. For those of you that have just tuned in, you're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. We definitely are having an open live mic today. So if anyone wants to ask a question, just press 1 on your keypad and you'll be able to raise that. It allows you to raise your hand. I can see you and I can unmute you on the call, okay? Number five is surround yourself with positive thoughts, okay? People, places, and things. You've got to surround yourself with these things. And so, again, another question for you might be, do I have people, places, or things in my life that are making me unhappy or that aren't positively impacting my life in the way that I need for them to? If you are saying that you do have those type of things in your life or people in your life, you've got to ask yourself the question, how do I get rid of this? What do I need to do to remove myself? And here's the thing. It's not your responsibility to remove other people. You remove yourself, okay? So you need to ask yourself that question because you have to surround yourself with positive thoughts, positive people, positive places and things. You are, for all of those who are listening, this is very profound. You are what you take in. The negative influences of television, friends, family, and others can have a huge negative impact on you, and it can cause you to lose focus on what's really important in life. So I want you all to make a commitment to surround yourself with things that contribute to you having a positive and joyful experience. You know, one of the things that really makes me happy is doing this show. You know, I don't get paid for doing the show, so why am I so happy about doing the show? I'm happy because I'm able to bless others. I'm happy because I can share with all of those who are listening about my failures, about my disappointments, about positive resources and things that I have discovered that I want the world to know about. Why? Because my success comes from being abundant in sharing resources and sharing with other people. And that makes me happy. As a matter of fact, when I woke up this morning, I woke up early, I was very happy because I was going to do my show today. And I look forward to every Monday doing the Successful Woman Radio Show. I want you to have that same kind of happiness. I want you to have that same kind of joy, that same kind of abundance, okay? And if you don't have that in your life, if you're not waking up in the morning smiling and feeling happy and excited about getting ready to work in your business, you're in the wrong business. If you're not excited and happy about going to your job and being the best that you can be there, then you're not in the right job. If you're not happy or excited with yourself, then change it. Only you have the power to make things happen. And I say this, and I say this time and time again, and for those of you who are listening, I want you to reach your hand out in the air, and I want you to grab and receive this golden nugget that I'm about to say to you. You were born and designed, wonderfully made and created. Wealth is your birthright. It is meant for you to have. And no one can take away your success DNA. When you were created, inside of you was created success. And you have success already there. It is your DNA. It is your birthright. Right. The only thing that stops you from having the success that you want, you've got it, it's you. So you've got to move out of your own way and you've got to become the successful woman that you were born to be, regardless of how old you are or regardless of what excuses you put up. Everybody has the right to be successful. Well, We have come to the end of the show. And, of course, for those of you who have just tuned in, you've tuned into the Successful Woman Radio Show, we've talked about the five ways to create the life you want. You can go to womenaboutbiz.com and our personal development channel, and you can read more about five ways to create the life you want and creating your vision. Now comes the time for us to talk about something inspirational. And I want to take the inspiration today from the book, Letting Go of Your Banana. Dr. Drubin says, let go of the things that don't produce righteous fruit in your life. The only way to go beyond where you are in your life is by being willing to let go of the things, people, habits, and beliefs that keep you where you are instead of where you want to be. Is that not profound or what? So on behalf of the Successful Woman Radio Show, we had an awesome show today. Thank those few people who called in and asked questions. This concludes today's show of Successful Woman Radio. Make sure you tune in every Monday at 12 noon. Have a wonderful and productive week. Bye-bye, everybody.